Hello, my name is Veronica. I have been looking for a way to sing the Little Office of the Immaculate Conception for a while now, and I think I've finally cracked it. So here you go. How to sing the Little Office of the Immaculate Conception. The little booklet I've got is from an old sodality, like a sisterhood manual, which encouraged people to pray the Little Office, and it's a nice little 12 pages. You can make it into a little booklet and carry it around. And that is all the information you need to pray the Little Office of the Immaculate Conception, much different to the Divine Office or even the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So each one is just a hymn with the same meter. So you can use the same tune for each of the 7 hours. So Matins and Compline have a little bit extra. Matins has a little bit extra at the beginning. Compline has a little bit extra at the end. But apart from that, the structure is all the same. Even the collect at the end, they just use the same Oremus. That prayer is all the same. So if I start with the bit at the beginning for Matins, let's see. I've seen some different words here and there, but I'll just go off this booklet because I like the words in this booklet. They're very similar to the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we go. Ea mea labia nunc annunciate, laudes et preconi virginis beate. So that's a little bit at the front of Matins. And then the beginning, you'll see it's very familiar if you've been doing the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Domina in agitorium meum intende, me de manu hostium potente defende, gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicur erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Or if you're in Septuagesima and you can't say the Alleluia, Laus tibi Domine rex aeterne gloriae. Hey, then comes the hymn. I'm going to sing the hymn from Matins. I found 2 chant tunes which are very similar. One from a video from France, from a beautiful church under the name Saint Remy. Link here or here. Yep, you'll get a link. They sing Compline on that link. They sing another hymn at the beginning and they don't sing the bit on the end for Compline, so I'm a bit perplexed. But it is beautiful, and so this is the first tune. So, da, 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 da. Salve mundi domina, celorum regina, salve virgo virginum stella matutina. Salvi plena gratia, clara luce divina, mundi in auxilium domina festina. Ab eterno dominus te preordinavit, matrem unigeniti verbi quo creavit. Terram pontum hetera te pucram unarvit, sibi sponsumque in Adam non peccavit. Amen. Now, I found another website done by a Polish fellow who had a slightly different tune. It's see if you can spot the differences. How about I put the differences so up on the screen. So,
Salve mundi domina, celorum regina, Salve Virgo Virginum stella matutina.
So instead of this one starting low, Salve mundi domina, this one just goes
Salve mundi domina.
Celorum has one note different, so the French goes
Celorum regina
and the Polish is
Celorum regina.
Third line exactly the same,
Salve Virgo Virginum.
Oh, I should say, the French hold onto that second note.
Salve Virgo Virginum.
But the notes are in the same place, same pitches. And then the last one, the Polish is a bit more fancy.
Stella Matutina.
And the French,
Stella Matutina.
So you can see it's the same tune. This has got me so excited because it means I must be onto the actual chant tune. So yeah, I've typed this, put the notes together from hearing it. So I've transcribed this, so any mistakes will be mine. But to see that you had two variations from two different countries means I'm pretty sure I must be onto the proper Gregorian chant. So it made me more confident to use this tune to say this must be the way to sing the Little Office of the Immaculate Conception. Yeah, there's other tunes you can use. Good King Wenceslas works as well. Good. Salve Mundi Domina, Caelorum Regina, Salve Virgo Virginum, Stella Matutina, Salve Plena Gratia, Clara Luce Divina, Mundi in Auxilium, Domina Festina. But that sort of cracks me up. Anyway, how serious should I be? Okay, so after that, there's a versicle and response, which you'll be familiar with from the Little Office. Elegit eam Deus et preelegit eam. In tabernacula suo habitare fecit eam. Domina exaudia rationem meam. Reclamo meus a te veniat. Oremus. Now, this prayer is really long. Let's see. Sancta Maria Regina Caelorum, Mater Domini Nostri Jesu Christi, et Mundi Domina, quae nullum derelinquis, et nunc nullum despicis, respice me, Domina, clemente oculo, pietatis, et impetra mihi, ab tuum delectum filium cunctorum, veniam peccatorum, ut qui nunc tuum sanctam, et immaculatum conceptionem devoto, affecto recolo, eternae in futurum, beatitudinis bravium capiam ipso, quem Virgo peperisti donante Domino nostro Jesu Christo, qui cum Patre et Sancto Spiritu vivit et regnat in Trinitate perfecta Deus, in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domina exaudi rationem meam, et clamo meus a te veniat. Now, here we come to the Benedicamus Domino. Now, remember the Little Office we have, if you've got the whole course, you see there's a simple Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratias, that you use for all the little hours and complete. But for the major hours, matins, lauds, and vespers, they sing this one from Mass 9. So if you're singing the Mass, Mass 9 is a Mass dedicated to Our Lady, and
Benedicamus Domino Deo gratias.
Yes, and in the linked video, they use that one in France. And I can't remember what the Polish guy does, but I think he does a simpler sort of... The Polish one has a lot of different tunes that I'm not sure where they come from, so I'm sticking to the tunes out of Little Office. Anyway, so after your Benedicamus Domino, whichever way you go, then Fidelium anime per misericordiam Dei requiescant in pace. Amen. Okay, so that's the end of most of the hours except Compline. They put on this commendatio at the end, which I guess is supposed to be a bit like in the Compline in the Little Office, you have the Marian antiphon at the end. You can also put the Marian antiphon in the end of the other things as well, but they have to be there at Compline. So I guess this is kind of being like a Marian antiphon at the end. Okay, so it's in the same meter as the other one. So,
supplices offerimus tibi Virgo pia, ec laudum preconia fac nosut in via. Ducas cruso prospero et in agonia, tu nobis assiste, O Dulcis Maria, Amen.
And then a Deo Gratias. I'm not sure how to sing the Deo Gratias at the end.
Amen.
I guess after you sing an Amen like that, sometimes you sing a Alleluia. Alleluia. So if you sing Deo gratias. Yeah, there, yeah. Okay, so Amen. Deo gratias. Cool. Okay. So that in a nutshell is how to sing the Little Office of the Immaculate Conception. So if you're finding the full Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary a bit daunting, you can take my course. If you're already in my course, thank you for being in my course. I'll probably tidy this up over the next few days. Okay, so this is my plan. Plans don't always go according to plan, but I'll sing through each of the hours from Go to Woe just nice and simply so you can pray along with me. I know I'm chopping and changing all over the place. I'll go with a French tune because that's the one I learnt first. And that's not the one I heard first. Anyway, that's all right. You can give me any reasons if you know where any of these tunes come from or you have different opinions on how different things should be sung. Of course, I want to hear from you. And I hope this video works. Okay, God bless. Have a great time. And how do you say, may Our Lady bless you or something like that. Yeah. Yes, Hail Mary. You keep finding more things about all these devotions to Mary over the ages. Okay, God bless. Bye. Do that one first, huh?